Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome into the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am your host, as always, Jackson Schneider, and this is episode 163 of our show, and it is an extra special episode today as our basketball seasons are winding down this weekend. We've got the great events of homecoming this week, and of course the senior day festivities on Saturday. And so as part of that and the senior day fun and the emotions of senior day, we're going to talk this week with every single one of our Newman women's basketball senior athletes. Great interviews with each of them, and then we've also got some great audio from Sunday's huge baseball win over the Washburn Ichabods. We'll hear from head coach Lance Spongberg and Zach Becker as the Jets took down Washburn in a big, big comeback victory, 10-9, as they came back from down 5 runs late in the game, scored the last 6, got a huge win. It was a ton of fun. We'll recap that win here in just a little bit. And then, as I mentioned, we'll hear from all of our seniors on the basketball court. So it's a loaded show. Lots of great guests, lots of fun, lots of emotion, certainly, but it's a great show. So let's go ahead and get things started, though, by taking a look at the Newman Jets athletic calendar that's coming up this week. We'll start with that today, and we'll finish with our interviews, as always. But coming up this week, as we promised, it is a busy, busy, busy couple of days on campus, starting with Thursday night, our homecoming basketball contests, as the Jets will host Northwest Missouri State in a doubleheader, as the women will get us started at 5:30 and the men will follow at approximately 7:30 in Fugate Gymnasium. We'll have coverage of that, as we always do at home, on the Newman Jets Audio Network or on the MIAA Network video feed as well. We'll go live at 5:15 on Thursday evening. Then Friday, both baseball and softball are in action. Softball will be competing in Kansas City, Missouri at the Midwest College Classic on Friday. They'll get started early in the morning, taking on Bemidji State and then Minnesota Duluth at 10 and 12:30. And on Saturday, they'll be in action once again, taking on Truman State, and they'll take on Upper Iowa as well in part of that Midwest College Classic. Baseball will be on the road this weekend, taking on a top 10 team in Central Missouri. 3 games on the road, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It'll be a really big challenge for Lance Spongberg and the Jet baseball team. But as you'll hear from him in just a little bit, as well as from Zach Becker, that win over Washburn's given them a ton of confidence, and so they are excited to take on the challenge that is Central Missouri. Then we flip the calendar into March, and on Sunday afternoon, the Jets will be competing at the NCAA Regionals down in Edmond, Oklahoma, trying to earn some spots at Nationals. So big, big weekend for the Jets on the wrestling mat. And then Monday next week, men's golf will get underway. They'll head down to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and compete at the Shadow Valley Invitational Monday and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, March 4th, the Jets softball team back at home. They'll host the Tabor College Blue Jays for a doubleheader. So that's all coming up in the next week in Newman Athletics. And of course, there's a lot of other events coming up over the following weeks, and the spring semester is really getting going. So if you want to go and check out the full schedules for all of our sports, go to NewmanJets.com/calendar to check out the full composite list of events. You can also get the Newman Jets app today for free. For Apple and Android users, you can get your teams personalized, get all the updates, the notifications, the schedules, the live stats, and you can even get links to listen to our podcasts or our live broadcasts from that app as well. So download that today. But let's go ahead and get into our first break here on the JetCast today. When we come back, we will recap that huge Sunday win for the Jet baseball team as they came back to defeat the Washburn Ichabods. We'll hear from Zach Becker, Newman student athlete, and head coach Lance Spongberg coming up in just a moment. You're listening on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome in to our Keystone Solid Surfaces post-game show today. Newman wins it over the Washburn Ichabods 10-9 in our series finale. Again, our post-game show brought to you by Keystone Solid Surfaces. When it's time for new countertops, the key is at Keystone. Call Keystone Solid Surfaces today at 316-778-1566. Our player of the game today is brought to you by Influxer, shop officially licensed team apparel and custom NIL sportswear designed by your favorite Jets athletes. To learn more, visit NewmanJets.com and click on the Influxer tab. I'm Jackson Schneider, joined in the booth today by Zach Becker, our Influxer player of the game. Zach, first of all, congratulations the win, hard earned by your guys.
Oh, yeah.
And I know it was a frustrating first two games of the series, but I knew you guys weren't going to waver. You were going to bring the fight to Washburn, and you did exactly that. But you had to battle back again. Take me through what you and your teammates accomplished here this afternoon.
First, it wasn't going our way early. We scored two early, had a good feeling, and then we gave up two in the top of the second and just kind of huddled together like, hey, we got to take care of the ball. We're not taking care of the ball right now, and it's what we need to do. And our mentality is just pass the bat to the next guy, and that's what we did.
And you come up in a big spot in that eighth inning trying to bring your team back, and you go right after the first pitch. Was it kind of an aggressive mindset you were taking into that at bat, or did you just see something you liked right away?
A little bit. First off, couldn't do it without Tony, without Cox, without whoever was in front of him, Colin. Couldn't do it without them getting on, and then Kaku laying down that bunt. I mean, it was perfect. And we pinch ran BMAC for Tony, and Tony said, get you a fastball. And that's kind of what was our approach the past couple of days, is hunting the fastball. And, you know, he threw it right in my wheelhouse. So
absolutely. Big hit, brought in two runs, put your team ahead. And I know that was a big moment to take the lead, but, you know, Washburn's a good team. You got to get group when they're offensive as well. So you come out and you get your teammates on the mound. First, it's Schuberg, then Kellen Curtis comes in and gets a big double play. Max shuts the door. I know you're a catcher, so you know a lot about what those guys bring to the table on the mound. But what did you see from the bullpen today?
They were really good. They were lights out. Frank had a heck of a start. He kept us in the game. Yeah, it was rough early, but kept us there. And John coming in again after coming in Friday and just being him, throwing the ball well. And Kellen, you know, face the lefty, get the double play bunt, and you know, Max is lights out. Max is him.
Absolutely. That was fantastic team outing. And I know, you know, like we mentioned, it's been a little bit rough early. You're still learning this group and trying to put it together, but I know you've got guys that are bought in and ready to go to war for each other. How much does a win like today do for this group, knowing that there's still a lot of baseball to play this year?
It builds our confidence. Washburn's a really good team, and to take one from them being close in the other two games, you know, it builds a lot of confidence. We're getting ready for Pitt on Tuesday, and going to go give it our all.
All right, Zach, congratulations on the win, buddy. Great to talk to you
as always. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon again, all right?
All right.
That is Zach Becker, your inflexor player of the game today. Newman defeats Washburn 10-9 here on our Keystone Solid Surfaces post-game show today.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back into our Keystone Solid Surfaces post-game show today. Newman takes down Washburn 10-9 in comeback fashion as we now visit with head coach Lance Spongberg in our post-game coaches interview presented by Dondlinger Construction. Dondlinger is serving Kansas and the surrounding areas for more than a century, providing high-quality construction services all across the Midwest. Learn more at dondlinger.build. Coach, a big-time win today for the guys. It was an up-and-down start. There were some fielding miscues that the guys had to battle through, but they rose to the occasion. The bats came alive late in this one. You come out with the win. It's a big-time victory.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you said it right on. Made some mistakes early. I think our offense did a really good job of staying with the approach and taking some things away from them and getting to their starter early. I think we got them out in the fifth inning and got to the pen, and they gave us a few more things. And when teams give you things, you got to take them, and you got to make them pay, and that's what we did early.
Well, this, you know, we've talked in the past, especially on Friday, about how some self-inflicted wounds were the demise of this team. You know, really a couple of errors here and there was all that was the difference. And today you faced that same adversity early on. How did you see your team come back from that mentally, especially because you can sometimes make a mistake or two early and it was just snowball the rest of the game? That wasn't the case. They seemed to really pick themselves up all around the field and get better as the game went on today.
Yeah, I think that was a big positive from today was the fact that things didn't go great early. Made some mistakes, but especially coming into the third game of two games, we probably didn't play our best game. And so it's good that you could see them overcome that type of stuff early in the game. And I think it always helps when the bats are moving a little bit and creating some offense and putting some pressure on them. And when you get that momentum and you start riding that a little bit more, you start to make some more plays and you get a little bit more belief and things like that. So they did a great job of fighting through some adversity early in the game.
Wow, the pitching has been really solid, I felt, for most of the start of this year. And today was no different. You get some length from Frank Fabian. I know he got kind of hit around a little bit early, but he seemed to stem the tide in big moments and keep you in the game. And then the bullpen, again, answers the bell. John Schuberg, again, was great. And Kellen Curtis came in for just one batter. I think he only threw two pitches, but he got two outs with it, and that was huge. And then Max comes in and slams the door to get the win. What did you see from your pitching staff in total?
Yeah, you said it, Frank. Frank was bend but not break today, and he we made some mistakes behind him, and that probably made it a little bit tougher on him, but he gave us length and was able to battle through some tough spots and keep us in the game. And then, again, John just came out of the bullpen pumping strikes and filling it up with two pitches and held him at bay. And then brought Curtis in for a lefty, and I didn't think they were going to bunt, but they did. And we work on that quite often, that 1-6-3 double play, hard bunt back to him. He turned it, and then Max fills it up as usual.
It was a big win. Your first, congratulations, in conference play, that is, but the first time I actually get to talk to you post-game for a win. I missed out last weekend when you went down to Pratt, but take me through just kind of what it's meant to you to see this team come together more and more now over 3 or 4 weeks to start the year, and things really get amped up this next week, and you get to build off of it as this group continues to come together.
Yeah, you can continue to feel more and more energy every game we go out, just being conference and letting it ratchet up a little bit. And kind of the way we talked about it was just a new season. The first part didn't go great, but when you get into conference, like it's a clean slate for everyone. So a lot of energy keeps coming, and we're starting to do a lot of things the right way. I mean, you look at today, like they made some mistakes, and we made them pay by going hard home to first on a drop fly ball. And we got some bunts down. We drew some walks, and the worst some hit by pitches with the bases loaded, I believe, early in the game, and just some things that we preach and kind of what our program is built around. And we did some things really well today. It's about doing it again on Tuesday and again on next weekend when we're on the road.
All right, Coach, again, congratulations on the win. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, as always.
That is Lance Spongberg, your head coach of the Newman Jets, as they get the win today over the Washburn Ichabods. Always appreciate Coach's time post-game.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Hi friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Welcome back here on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider joined now by Newman women's basketball senior Paige Kraft. Paige, it's kind of crazy saying that. We're at senior weekend, right?
So crazy.
There's a lot of emotions with this, but let's start with this. You know, it's been a long basketball journey for you.
Yes.
What have you enjoyed most about your journey through the sport of basketball?
Honestly, just the people I've met along the way. I've definitely met lifelong friends, coaches who are going to set me up for success in the future. So I'd really just say the people.
Now, you know, seniors' games are emotional, and like we mentioned, but are you a crier? Or are you going to be, like, an extra amped up? Or are you going to be, like, sad, emotional? What kind of emotions are you going through right now as we get ready for senior weekend?
I think during the game I'll be pumped up, but then obviously when we do the awards and I walk out with my family, I think I'll definitely get a little emotional there. Yeah.
When did you start playing basketball?
I think when I was around 5. So, yep, around kindergarten.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been long.
That's a long road. What, like, growing up, what made you realize basketball was the path for you?
Yeah, I mean, I played numerous sports growing up, and there was just one that always stuck, and it was always basketball. And, you know, I loved playing soccer, loved softball, all that, but I just constantly found myself in the gym and wanting to find new experiences like AAU and that's definitely just the one I fell in love with the most.
Oh, we're glad you did. We're glad you ended up here. You know, starting at a different school and coming here to Newman, obviously that's a long journey and there's a lot of decisions that go into that.
For sure.
You know, coming to Newman and having been here a few years now, I bet this place is pretty special to you. What is the one thing you're going to take away from you from this experience at Newman?
Yeah, I mean, probably just surround yourself with those who love you. I mean, I've been through so many ups and downs just here alone, and I have so many people that support me and love me, and it truly shows, and that has definitely gotten me through a lot here.
Now, you know, you still got the rest of the semester after basketball, but have you started to think about what's next?
I think I want a GA somewhere, could possibly get into coaching. Not fully decided yet, but I think I'm going to GA somewhere for sure.
Awesome. That's so obviously with that coaching, there's a lot of like mentorship and things like, were there any coaches that you had, you know, be that here at Newman or before that kind of inspired you to think coaching might be a good path for you?
Yeah, honestly, I've been blessed with so many great coaches. Really not one that I didn't like. So all of them have honestly pushed me and helped me in different ways to like figure out if I wanted to coach or where I wanted to coach and all that. My high school coach really influenced me. I think that was the moment where I knew I wanted to do something in that realm. So yeah,
that's awesome. Now, you know, like this is a senior interview and there's a lot of like different emotions for the girls we're going to talk to later on as well. What about this senior class is so special? Because you guys have been here together for a long time now.
Yeah.
What makes this group so special?
I think just that we're so connected. Like, I think it's so obvious to everyone that we love each other and we have grown together. And so I think that's just what makes it super emotional for us, is that we've seen each other grow. And now it's time for us to part ways. So, sad.
It's very sad for me. I've never done a Newman game without you guys involved.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have to talk about that. But the last thing I want to ask you is your favorite Newman memory. What is your favorite? Let's keep it on the floor. Best game, best moment as a Jet.
Okay. On the floor. Personally, I love the Rockhurst game. That was definitely my favorite moment. Also, last year when we played Missouri Southern, we were down by like 15 or 20 at halftime. And we just went on a run in the third quarter. That was super fun. Probably one of my favorite games.
Those are two of my favorites too. Absolutely great choices. There's no wrong answer, obviously.
Right.
But Paige, thank you so much for the time today. Thank you so much for the last couple of years. It's been an absolute blast. Good luck, all right?
Thank you.
That's Paige Kraft. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Welcome back on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman senior Brooke Burcham. Brooke, senior weekend is a lot of emotion. There's a lot going on. Take me through kind of where you're at in excitement and emotion getting ready for this weekend.
Yeah, obviously it's a super exciting time. We've been waiting for this point our whole basketball careers. Being able to say you were on a collegiate basketball team is a milestone in its own. There is some emotion, some sadness in there because it's obviously over basketball-wise. And this year we have super close teams, so leaving these guys is going to be hard, but excited for what's ahead.
Absolutely. And for you, you've gone through a couple of different roles with this group. You've experienced some injuries, I know, in the past as well. How has this whole journey through Newman kind of impacted you and helped you grow as a person?
It's been a struggle at points. Injury-wise was hard, but finding the position I can help the team the best way has really helped me mentally. And I feel like helping through a coaching standpoint is the best way for me to help this team
Absolutely.
Be successful.
and we love having your energy. You always, I always see the big smile you've got before games, during huddles, everything. Do you kind of help energy wise to lift this group? Because I know sometimes it's challenging when the results aren't where we want, but they've got you as a rock to kind of lean on.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so. I've seen obviously both sides of the game now as a player and as an assistant or whatever you want to call it. So I feel like I'm definitely there for them to lean on, be supportive and encouraging, everything they need like that.
Absolutely. Now, you know, you come from Texas and, you know, it's not super far, but it's not home. How have you made Newman kind of a home away from home over the last few years?
I think meeting some of the best people in my life here has definitely helped. Lifelong friends have been made here. Obviously the coaching staff makes everyone feel at home here. Any issues, we go to them. So it hasn't been a super big jump, and I'm always in contact with my family, so it's not too hard for me.
Awesome. Well, with this obviously being senior weekend, and you know, you've still got, you know, the rest of the senior semester, spring semester going, but do you have plans? Do you know what you're going to do next? Or are you still kind of looking?
I've reached out about a couple internships, and shout out my mom. She knows a guy that works for the San Antonio Spurs who is going to be contacting me soon. He works with their marketing team. So as of now, I don't have anything set in stone, just waiting to hear back from a few people and then go from there.
That's awesome. So you want to get into like sports marketing and promotion kind of thing?
Yeah, something like that. Or honestly, I've always wanted to be a sports agent, so even that would interest me, or even player development.
Awesome. That's really exciting. So how do you feel like this year especially has helped to prepare you to kind of make that jump into either of those fields?
I feel like being able to see what our coaches do behind the scenes and how much work actually goes into it. I did an internship over summer. It was tournament operations, and I absolutely loved it. So just like the setup of things, I really enjoy doing.
That's awesome. Well, Brooke, one of the other things I'm going to ask all the other girls is kind of what makes this senior class special. So what would you say makes this group of seniors stand apart?
Well, four of us have been together since freshman year, been here all 4 years together. Paige came in our sophomore year. From the first time we met, all of us clicked. We share common interests. We love basketball. We love our families, teammates. So I feel like, especially Monty and Val, them coming from far away, just being able to click with them has been a super cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've loved it watching you guys. The chemistry that you have as a group is just undeniable. But what is your favorite Newman basketball memory?
Oh, there's a lot. I would say my sophomore year and a couple weeks ago, we went to Kearney. They have a water park in one of the hotels, so we hit that water park pretty
That's
hard.
Fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a good time.
Some water slides and things?
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine it was a loud water park when you guys were in
very.
There.
Oh, very. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Brooke, congratulations on a hard-earned, you know, career and a bright future ahead. Really enjoyed getting to know you the last couple of years. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. That is Brooke Burcham. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Don Blinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Blinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donblinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Blinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman senior women's basketball student athlete Monica Redondo. Monty, it is senior weekend, and you are in your fourth year. You've been here the whole time, and you have grown so much as a player and as a student and as a person. How do you feel like you have grown the most, though, in your time at Newman?
I think I have definitely matured a lot. Living away from my family has definitely been a big step for me, and realizing that you got to start solving your own issues by yourself. But I have also learned a lot about this culture and like American basketball, and it has definitely helped me to look more for myself. In Europe, I like to pass the ball a lot, and here I realized that I actually need to shoot it. So that has been a big step too. But yeah, academically has been awesome. So
amazing. I remember last year, you started a game, left mid-game to go get your pin on your jacket, right? And then you come back and you played later in the game. Tell me a little bit about that experience and what that was like to play basketball and get such a cool academic accomplishment mixed in on the same night.
That was amazing. It's really nice to have like people that is like cheering for you in two different aspects. So like having like my classmates and then having my teammates come back and like cheer for me again during a game was really like, it meant a lot for me. And also just coming back and also playing, it meant, it just like was what I do usually, just like come back from class and like 5 minutes after I have to be practicing. So it was just like what I do on my daily basis.
That's crazy. Now, you mentioned, you know, the growth that came for you being away from your family, and obviously you're very far from home. What was that challenge like, and how has that made you continue to mature and grow as a person?
I have always have been in, like, really dependent from my mom. So, like, I have always had her, like, there for if I need anything. Mm-hmm. So having to, like, oh, I have to do my own taxes. Oh, I don't have someone that quizzes me when I have an exam. Oh, this happened with my friend and I don't know who to talk to. It's just a lot of things that like, it's just different. Also my friends, I had to like make new friendships like in a different language, and that was really hard. You have to learn the new jokes. You have to like try to like, yeah, just separate a lot of stuff.
Awesome. Now, what's next? After school, after basketball, what are you going to do next?
I'm trying to figure that out. My first option is staying here like for a year mm-hmm. or two and work. I'm trying to look at Pfizer, mm-hmm. which is like a place that does vaccines and all this chemistry stuff. If not, I would love to go back home and do a master's in pharmacy.
That's amazing.
But I'm still looking and figuring it out, so I'm not sure.
Awesome. Well, I've asked each of the other girls this question because it's a very close group that's all graduating together, celebrating senior night together. What makes this senior class so special?
I think we all like each other a lot, and we're really connected. I think it's a class that has hang out a lot and talked about a lot of different like issues and like just grown people's conversation. So yeah, I think that's really what it is.
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, over the last 3 years that I've been here, I think you've started almost every single game yeah. that I have broadcast. And it's been so fun to watch you grow. But this weekend will be the last time I get to watch you start and play in a game. What kind of emotions are you going to be going through? Are you going to be like extra excited? Are you going to be sad? What kind of emotions do you think you'll go through on Saturday?
I'm excited because it has been a long season, and it's just like you get exhausted at one point, so I'm excited to have like a break finally to like just like breathe. But I'm also really sad because I love my teammates and I know I'm gonna miss them, and also like the coaches have been amazing, so it's gonna be hard to like not see them every day.
Yeah,
so yeah,
that's hard. Well, one of the last questions I also want to ask is your favorite Newman memory basketball wise but okay. I want you to answer it in Spanish.
Okay.
Can you do that for me?
Yeah, yeah. Mi memoria favorita ha sido cuando ganamos a Missouri Southern después de ir perdiendo de 20 en halftime. Y luego conseguimos ganar después de meter un montón de triples. Así que eso fue lo mejor.
Awesome. Yeah. I picked it up. Missouri Southern win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a little bit. I should have asked you more. You know, I wish I would have realized that a few years ago, that I should have been having you tutor me and so I could learn more Spanish. Because what I want to do is be able to broadcast a little in Spanish, because I know we've got you and you've got your family that tunes in every once in a while. So I should have done that beforehand.
Yeah.
But I guess hindsight is 2020. But Monty, thank you so much for the time. It has been an absolute pleasure to watch you play and grow. Best of luck in the future, okay?
Thank you so much.
It's Monica Redondo. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back here on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman senior women's basketball student athlete Valeria Lufkina.
Yep.
I've tried for 3 years to get it right. Sometimes it still split, like, no. gets me messed up, but I just love to call you Val. Is that
Yes,
that
this good? Is exactly how I want everyone to call me, so that's fine.
Well, Val, you come from Latvia.
Yes, correct.
It's a long, long journey to come here to Wichita and to Newman, but you've been here for 4 years now.
Yes.
What has that journey been like?
Interesting. My freshman year and my, like, other 3 years, like, sophomore and junior year, was completely different since I changed the coaches, but I loved it. It was just great. Great journey. I become friends with a lot of people. It was just great.
Awesome. Well, what would you say makes this senior class that you're graduating with so special? I know you're all such good, close friends and everything. What makes this group special?
Probably that we stay so long here together. Like, me, Moni, Brooke, Amaya here for 4 years, and Paige here for 3 years, I guess, or two. And it's just made us so close that I feel like they would be my closest friends until the end. So
that's
yeah.
amazing. It's such a unique thing, especially this kind of age in college sports where people yes. transfer a lot, for you to be around for all 4 years at one school, especially you with two different coaching staffs.
Yes.
What was that transition like, and how have you enjoyed Coach Briggs and Coach Mack?
It was. I would say it was different because I came from the coach who was really precise and, like, he would like to scream a little bit, to someone who is more trying to help you in a, like, friendlier way, not in a screaming match. So I loved both. Both are great. It's definitely, like, every coach his own player, and Coach Brick is a great fit.
Absolutely. Now, for you, what do you have planned after basketball, after school? Do you know what you're going to get into? I know you've been studying accounting, right?
Yes.
So is that where you're looking to get into, that field?
Yes, I would love to get a master's and probably just MBA, regular business administrations, get my CPA done, certified personal accountant. And I don't know, maybe in a long, long run when I will be around 30, start a family. Or coaching, who knows? Like,
okay.
I have a big route, a lot of places I can do whatever I want to do.
Absolutely.
So.
Do you want to go home? Do you want to stay in the U.S.? I know, I think you're planning some trips in the near future, so you want to get out and explore a little bit?
Yeah, I would love to stay in the U.S., but what I always say, like, if it's not going to happen, it's completely fine. It means God chose something else for me. So I will cry a little bit, but it is what it is. I can always try every different, like, every other country out there.
Absolutely.
But I would love to stay here, yes.
All right. Now, I've asked about the emotions, because it's been a long journey, but you get your final games here in Fugate and at Newman this weekend. What kind of emotions will you be experiencing, do you think?
I would say sadness. Since I was here for 4 years. And joy as well, since I'm done with the season, of course, but mostly sadness. Yeah.
All right. Now, so you come from Latvia, you speak mm-hmm. Latvian, obviously,
yes.
but I think I've heard you speak some other languages at times. How many languages do you speak?
I speak three, Latvian, English, and Russian. So my family are from Russia. My dad is Belarus, and my mom was born in Latvia, but she lived almost all her life in Belarus, and then she moved back. So I just have, like, international family kind of set up a situation, yeah.
Well, what I asked Moni to do, and I want to have you do this as well, and you can Russian, Latvian, whatever, but tell me your favorite Newman basketball memory, but in a different language.
I will choose Russian because I feel like it's a little easier for me. Моё любимое воспоминание – это когда мы играли против Missouri Southern, и мы выиграли на 2 очка. И также, когда мы играли William Jewell, и я побила рекорд нашего университета и получила 17 подборов за игру.
Awesome. Yeah. So I heard Missouri Southern in there and William Jewell, those
yeah.
two games?
Yeah. So, yeah, Missouri Southern, we won by 2.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone had such a great game that day. It was just amazing. And William Jewell, I broke the school record on a rebound. I believe I had 17 or 16. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's amazing. I had almost forgotten about that.
Yeah,
the record
and they
rebounds.
Never posted it. I was really upset.
Oh, hey. I will mention that on Saturday for sure.
Thank you.
Promise me. Or I'll promise you that. But last thing I want to ask you is, through it all, like, what is the thing that you're going to remember the most about Newman?
My team, because it felt like family, and nice coaching staff, great professors who actually care about you as a human, not only as another student or another mm-hmm. person in their books. So I would say just atmosphere and how people treat people here. So
awesome. Yeah. Val, it has been an absolute blast to watch you play and grow the last few years. Thank you so much for the time and best of luck, okay?
Thank you. You too.
That is Valeria Lofkina. We will take a break and be back with more right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman senior Amaya Perez. Amaya, it is senior weekend.
I know.
Crazy how time flies. It is amazing, but I know it's emotional
yeah.
as well. Kind of where is your head heading into the weekend right now?
Well, right now I have a lot of family asking about, you know, can I put them on the pass list and stuff. So right now, I don't think it's really hit me, but hearing, you know, some of the younger kids, especially the junior class, you know, talk about it, I'm kind of just like, it's surreal, you know, mm-hmm. like, I don't think it's hit me yet. And when it does, there'll be some tears. So
4 years in the program and two coaching staffs
yeah.
and an injury, kind of, you've been through a lot yeah. as a player, as a person.
Yeah.
Kind of take me through the journey and how you've grown.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I've grown a lot in the sense of like just self-respect. I used to, you know, always go out of my way to do like anything and everything for everybody. And Newman has taught me like, hey girl, like you're good, you know? And it's because the people here are just so great. I mean, like if I have a terrible day, that everybody on my team is so supportive of that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, I can just chill and take today for me, right? So I think going through a lot, like especially with my injury, every athlete, I think that's probably one of the toughest things you go through. I'm not saying that there's harder things in life, but injuries are tough and patience and all that stuff. So I'm forever grateful that I had to go through those things here at Newman, because I feel like I had the support and help that I needed here.
Absolutely. Now, you know, injuries are never easy to deal with, especially when you miss a whole season.
Right.
But you had a good support staff mm-hmm. around you, including Carly, which mm-hmm. I know you guys are really, really close.
Right.
But you were hurt at the same time. So did that kind of did that help make it a little easier, or was it tougher for both of you that way?
I think for a little bit it was tough just because we were both irritated and we're constantly together. So like some, maybe one days, you know, like you're really frustrated because you want to be out on the court. Well, now the other person is frustrated as well. So, you know, sometimes it gets like that, but then at the same time, you know, when it comes down to it, it's like, man, I get you. I'm there for you too, because I feel the exact same way.
Awesome.
So it was a two-ended, what do you want to call that? Two-ended sword, I think. But
absolutely. Now, you know, there's a lot still to come in your journey beyond basketball, beyond Newman.
Yeah.
You just came from student teaching.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how that's going and kind of your plans for after
yeah.
this chapter closes.
Well, let me just tell you, I am grateful that I have the teammates that I have, because they prepared me for my fifth graders. I tell them, you know, some of the problems that I give my students, and they give me the exact same answers as my fifth grade students. So I'm like, all right, let me change the way I say that. But it's going great. I mean, I've gotten great feedback from a lot of, you know, advisors, the principal there, good things like that. So they've already kind of offered me some positions. So I'm really excited about that. I obviously, you know, haven't figured out what I'm doing. You know, stepping away from basketball seems like a really big deal for me. So kind of figure out what do I want to do there. No official or set mm-hmm. plans so far.
Okay. Well, you got plenty of time, so, no reasons to rush on that. Yeah. But wanted to ask you about this senior class because you are all so close.
Yeah.
And have been together so long. What makes this group special?
That's gonna get me the waterworks. I think, you know, I love Paige. I love Paige. She didn't come in with us our junior year, but she feels like a part of the class. But, you know, the core four, where it's me, Monica, Val, and Brooke, we went through our first year coaching staff and then having to change everything, and it's a, you know, a complete flip. And we just, the thing about our class is we're so close and have been so close since freshman year that anything we've gone through, any memories I have of college or that I'll look back on are with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're all very, very, very spread out. Paige and I are actually looking into getting an apartment together this summer. So we won't be, but, you know, the ones that were true freshmen with me will be kind of far apart. So that'll be different.
Absolutely.
And tough. Definitely some meetups.
Absolutely. A couple long vacations and some fun places, I'm sure.
Right.
Got to go visit Val or Monty and some exotic places.
I know. I guess I have to, right? It's not that I want to. I have to travel now.
Absolutely. Now, you know, emotions wise, you kind of talked about the fighting back the waterworks there, but like, do you feel like the game will get you more emotional, or like seeing your teammates and their families and everything that comes after it?
Yeah, I think I love basketball. Don't get me wrong, but the team, the parents, all the things outside of it, you know what I'm saying? Like all of everything outside of the actual on the court experience is what makes this school and this sport so amazing. So I think like seeing, you know, those parents who might be for the last time, you know, like, and don't even get me started on my teammates bringing my basket to me. I will be a crybaby. I'm telling you right now. And so are my parents, which doesn't help because they're going to be crying. So I'm gonna feel like I have to cry. So, that'll be tough for sure. Just seeing everybody.
I get it. And so I'm going to be crying up. I got to bring a box of tissues. It's going to be a hard day, but I'm
gonna
excited.
I'm going to run up there. Give me a tissue.
But what is your favorite Newman basketball memory? There's a lot of good ones in there.
Oh, I don't know. It's so hard because like, I want to say a game. There's definitely been games that like we've won and I'm like, holy cow, we just won. Right. But honestly, the funnest memories, the funniest things that we always talk about happen at practice. We have some definitely moments. I think this year so far, at least, has been our there's a half court shot at every single end of practice, and Carly has won it for the past like 8 times now, which we should just disqualify her from winning. But when it was fair, that's my favorite part of practice, is who's gonna get it, because it turns into a complete battle. So yeah, probably that has been like my favorite memories so far, and trips, of course, away trips. Oh, no, you know what it is? Sorry.
Yeah, you keep going. This is your interview.
We went to a water park in Fort Hays. Or when we played Fort Hays, we stayed at a hotel. I don't know. I think it was in Kearney, maybe. I'm not sure. But they had a water park. So our entire team went down. And it was only, you know, the 22-year-old, 21-year-olds, 20-year-olds. So no kids that you would expect to see at a water park. So I know the lifeguard was like, what are they doing? But we probably went down the slides about 30 times, sat in the hot tub for a little bit, went back on the slides. We played... What is it called when you let your teammate try to swim across the pool without letting you know in secret? Sharks and minnows.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. That's definitely my favorite
I'm getting
memory.
Too old. I don't remember all these pool games. I'm going to have to relearn them. I got a little guy.
It is the funnest thing in the world. So yeah, I'm sure you'll have to do it with the little
one. Absolutely. Well, Amaya, the last thing I want to ask you, like through it all, basketball, academics, everything about Newman, what are you going to take away the most and like help to grow into, you know, your next chapter of life?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing I've taken away from all of this is good things happen to good people. If you're a good person, good things will come to you. And Coach Mac actually told me about that, because, you know, I'm not perfect. I struggle with many different things, including anxiety, and I freak out about a lot of things and maybe overanalyze and overstress, and just calm down. If I'm a good person and I do the right thing, good things will come to you. And I've seen it happen to plenty of the people I'm around here. So that's what I hope to carry on and keep doing, you know,
awesome.
Integrity. Do the right thing by yourself.
I love it. Amaya, thank you so much. It has been an absolute blast watching you guys the last few years, getting to know you so well. It is going to be really hard not seeing you guys play in the future, but I can't wait to see where life takes you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That's Amaya Perez. We'll take a break and wrap up the JetCast right after this.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mel Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mel Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you as we wrap up episode 163 of our show. Thank you, as always, to our guests from the baseball team, head coach Lance Spongberg and student athlete Zach Becker. And then, of course, our basketball seniors on the women's side, as we heard from Paige Kraft, Brooke Burcham, Valeria Lofkina. We heard from Amaya Perez and Monica Redondo, all of them absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal people. Really enjoyed this week, and especially those special senior night interviews with this women's basketball team. We'll get our men's team covered hopefully in our next episode, but the women's side, it was an absolutely awesome day talking to them and kind of getting their thoughts on their careers and what's next and their favorite memories and the emotions of it all. Kind of got me emotional because this is my third year working here at Newman, and I have gotten to see each of these seniors grow and blossom on and off the court. And it has been just a truly, truly special ride with this group. I've never done a Newman broadcast that didn't have Amaya Perez or Monica Redondo or Valeria Lofkina on the floor, especially the last couple of years, getting to know as well Paige Kraft. She was on the team for the last 3 years, but has only played for the last two due to an injury. And we've gotten to know Brooke Burcham really well in her new role as a student assistant and former player. But all of these kids have been handed really interesting journeys and just grown in such unbelievable ways. It's so cool to get to develop these relationships and to watch them build and get to know them as people beyond the games that I broadcast or everything like that. So it's just been a really emotional couple of days for me. If you know me, I'm kind of an emotional guy. I try not to cry or anything, but it was hard not to tear up a little bit with some of the conversations you just listened to. Hope you enjoyed those talks as much as I did. It is going to be an absolute blast on Saturday for senior night with our men's and women's basketball teams. We'll be getting underway on Saturday against Missouri Western at 1:30 for the women and 3:30 for the men. We'll have all the games broadcast on the Newman Jets Audio Network and on the MIAA Network as well. So if you can't be in Fugate Gymnasium, please tune in for this absolutely wonderful group. It has been a pleasure, a blessing to just be a small part of the journey with each of those individuals. I really, really enjoy this group, and it is going to be a special weekend. So we hope to see you there. But on that note, let's wrap up this show. Again, I'm Jackson Schneider. Thank you to you, our listeners, once again for tuning in here on the Newman Jets Audio Network and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you download our shows. Of course, NewmanJets.com/podcast. Really appreciate those of you for tuning in. But that's going to do it for episode 163. We'll be back next week with plenty more here on the JetCast. I'm Jackson Schneider.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.